Hey guys, this is Mr. Benally, but my friends call me Gerald. Man, I'm here to talk to you guys today about life, right? I've been away for a while. I'm sorry. I've been really focused in on growth, personal growth, you know, learning a lot about life and love and marriage. And man, you know, it's definitely a journey. But the reason I'm talking to you today, I want you guys to, I want you to sit back and ride with me. I was talking to one of my friends and he started him a podcast. We call him Randy on the Mic. And he always has these deep concepts. And I say, hey, why don't you join me on my podcast? We ought to start one and start working together. He said, okay, man, let's do it. And I told him, I said, I'm more of a laid-back character. I like to talk about things in a, you know, kind of a laid-back way. And he's like, hey, I want to go in, really dig deep, get into the essence. I say, hey, let's do it. Because really, that's where the growth is. You got to go in, right? Without fear. And let the world hear you roar, right? No off topics, you know? And even the sensitive topics, man, going to them. Going to them with care, but going to them, you know? I think what Dave Chappelle said, sometimes you have to be the lion so that you can be the lamb that you really are. So, he was telling me about some things that happened in his life, so I said, let's do a skit about it. And we're going to switch it up a little bit. So instead of a guy going through a divorce, we did a skit about a guy who's breaking up with a fiance. And he walks into the barbershop. And when we shot this, we shot it with my Sony. And I used the Adobe Premiere editing software. And we're going to start uploading it on YouTube. And we're going to have little skits. And then we're going to have him talk about it on this podcast. And the skits are going to be like commercials that are going to lead you guys to it. It's going to be fun. Yeah. But anyway, so he walks to the barbershop and he's getting a haircut and his fiance calls and she's breaking up with him. And he's like, whoa, what? Why? And you can hear her, and she's like, it's not working out. He's like, yeah, but I know I lost my job, but give me time. She's like, He's like, look, I know you want the white picket fence. And he said, I'll even give you Will and Jada. Just be patient with me. She's like, I'm sorry. And he's like, okay. But it wasn't like, okay, like he just gave up. It was more like he had to adapt and allow his mind to go to a higher place in order to deal with where he's at. And I thought it was important to show that, because in life there are going to be times when the only thing you can do is adapt, you know. I remember the day that I lost my brother. You know, it was a drunk driver, and man, this drunk driver took my brother and my father on the same day. So they were in the car together. So talk about adapt. You know what I mean? Speaking of my brother, so we said that after we did the little pilot, a couple of people liked it. And I said, hey, part two, we're going to discuss that one person that always give you bad advice on women and love. And I love my late brother, but boy, when it came to love, he was not the go-to. Yeah. You know, he was what we call the, he's the last of the dinosaurs. You know, he's like the Urban Al Bundy. Yeah, he was no joke. Rich, you know I love you, but boy, we got to tell the truth. He was It was his way or no way. Now let me be clear. There are times when it is your way or no way. And you're going to earn a lot of respect by carrying yourself that way. Now, as you get deep into relationships, you're going to have to earn that compromise so that you can be able to give a little bit, take a little bit. You know, as if you want to start a family with a woman. You know what I mean. And so I told Randy, I said, let's do some skits that are going to empower the minds of people, you know, on both sides, both genders. Because I feel like right now, people are really divided on things, especially when it comes to, like, you know, relationships and feminine and male energy. It's like, man, it's like war of the worlds right now. I mean, you don't blame me. Just go to YouTube right now. Just type in relationships, anything. It's going to be 100 videos of why the women should not be dealing with a certain type of men and why the men shouldn't deal with a certain type of women. And now we got to get back to love, right? Because guess what's missing? The family, right? Did you know over the last 5 years, I think this says out of, and I don't want to stretch the number. They estimate that maybe like 8 out of 1,000 women are getting married. Like 8 out of 1,000. Marriages are dropping off, but the babies are staying current and in some cases rising. Now, what does that tell you? That tell you that people are, that it is the men who are holding out from the marriage proposals. Okay? Yet, the rate of childbirths are going up. So that means we still cohabitate. Now, what does that do? That means we have houses with no families in it. And that's a very, very, very bad thing. But that's my little rant. I don't know, guys. You know, I'm just a guy with a microphone. And you might see it differently. That's the beauty. I'm just here to make you think. That's all. Well, so episode 2, we're going to talk about the guy that always give you bad advice. My beautiful big brother, he gave me the most atrocious love advice. Man, I remember one time I was in love with a girl and I said, Rich, I said, man, I said, sometimes I said, you know, we just have disagreements about different things. And I never forget, he said, oh, well, all you have to do is just break up with her from time to time. I said, nah, I don't know about that. And I said, man, I think she really cares about me. He's like, oh, yeah, that make them love you more. No, guys, don't do that. Don't do that. You know why? Because if you do, that right there will come back on you. So remember, treat everybody the way you want to be treated. Because guess what? Now I have a beautiful daughter. I don't want nobody breaking up with her. You know? And then I don't want her playing Russian roulette with some guy's heart either. You know what I mean? So you know, we got to have more empathy when it comes to things like that. And I know it's hard to do. Because the world we live in right now is teaching everybody to be so cold-blooded and heartless. It's to the point, man, where sometimes I catch myself walking, I'm looking behind me to see who's truth behind me, you know? And sometimes I just kind of stare back and they, you know, hey. And you know what we should do in them times? We should say, good morning, good evening, or what's up? And really connect with the human spirit, man. Because it's becoming a thing of the past. You know, I'm a Southern boy, so we way down here in the South. But I'm starting to see a lot of the behavior that I saw when we went to places like New York, where it's not really a lot of communicating. I'm starting to see that now, even in the Southern places. Now, let me be clear. Birmingham is a shining beacon of Southern hospitality. Beautiful place. And there's still a lot of love there. What I am noticing with the new generation, some of them are not embracing, you know, the whole camaraderie of you know, meeting somebody new and going out your way and you know, opening some opportunities to get to know new people. You know? But I guess it depends on how you look at it. I tell you what, guys, life is beautiful if you make it. So I want you to close your eyes right now. Take a deep breath and just ooh-sah. And imagine your highest goal. Imagine if your hand was out and that goal, whatever it is, it could fit in your hand. It can fit in it, literally. Like right now, I'm looking in my hand and I see the building that I have with our company logo on it. I even see people walking in and out of it. Yeah, they got big hands. But I want you guys to do that. I want you guys to look deep within yourself and see nothing but the endless possibilities that are within you, because you are endless possibilities. And don't let anything get in there and rewire you. Because see, from the ages of 1 to about 5, that's our most inspirational time of our life. That's why when kids get about 3rd grade, the grades start to taper off. Because from kindergarten, from preschool, kindergarten, 1st, 2nd grade, kids are learning through touch, through feel, through taste. They're growing plants. They have frogs and lizards in the classrooms, and they're getting up and they're drawing, they're cutting things out, and they're looking at plants grow every day, and their minds are being boop, boop, boop. And once they hit 4th grade, it's like, all right, yeah, no more. Sit down. And now we're going to put you in the corporate structure. Bell rings, bring. Bell rings, go home. So we got to teach our kids, man, think outside the box. To be creators. To be Einsteins. I actually thought about starting me a nerd conference, but we're going to make nerd conference look cool. We're going to have a lot of pretty girls there. That's going to bring all the guys out. We'll be like, hey, if you're a nerd, you can come to this event. We're going to have a bunch of pretty girls there. All of them going to have shirts and say, I love nerds. You think that'll work? Anyway, guys, it's been fun talking to you. Remember, if your dreams do not scare you, then what is the point? Well, look, this is Mr. B. Nally, your fascinating connoisseur. B. Nally Coffee, the richest journey you'll ever taste.